I'm Chanel Varani, and this is Our Island Universe. From early ideas of a large, complex series of canals that the Italian astronomer Schiaparelli thought he saw in 1877, to our extensive fleet of modern orbiting spacecraft, landers, and rovers on its surface, Mars has long held our fascination. Today we see it as a red, rugged, frozen desert world with a very thin atmosphere. However, in the last 15 years, we have seen a remarkable revolution in our understanding of the red planet. Liquid water, an essential ingredient for life, is not stable on Mars' surface today because the atmosphere is too cold and too thin to support it. However, observations returned by our landers, rovers, and orbiters have provided incontrovertible evidence of riverbeds that have now dried up and minerals that had to have been formed in the presence of liquid water. So for Mars to have had oceans and rivers of water in its past, the planet must have had a thicker atmosphere. So what happened to it? MAVEN, our most recent spacecraft to Mars, has been looping around the red world since the fall of 2014. Its mission has been to find out what happened to the atmosphere. In a recent study published in Science, a team of investigators with the mission have now identified that radiation from the sun and its solar wind as the mechanism by which the Martian atmosphere has been stripped over time. How much has been lost? The team suggests as much as two-thirds of Mars's atmosphere has been sputtered to space because of this process. Tonight, as the sun sets, the red planet will be low in our western skies, shining brightly. While we see a red world, we now realize that very early in its history, Mars was definitely not the red planet we see today. With large oceans of water on its surface, a thick atmosphere protecting it, perhaps with clouds swirling around, Mars likely looked like a pale blue dot suspended against the blackness of space, just like Earth does today. I am Chanel Varani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.